An administrative law judge has ruled that Milwaukee-based utility We Energies is working on a new project at Oak Creek instead of an existing one. Therefore, a cooling water pipe into the lake may have to be redesigned in order to meet tougher standards under the Clean Water Act. Environmental groups challenged the intake pipe system. Attorney Katie Nicola of Clean Wisconsin says it would kill a lot of fish.
It would pull in a lot of water, 2.6 billion gallons a day from Lake Michigan, and it would return it to the lake 15 degrees warmer, which would damage the lake. This kind of cooling system technology has been banned in Illinois, Indiana, and other states for several years, and with good reason.
Nicola says We Energies ought to switch to above-ground cooling towers and that company shareholders should pay the additional $200 million cost. She says she doesn't think the company can prove to the DNR that the water pipe is legal. But We Energies says it does plan to make that case to the state. Company spokesperson Brian Manthe says cooling towers would take too much water out of the lake and not return it.
We actually could be losing 10 to 15 million gallons per day of water if we were actually to use the closed cycle system. The open cycle system with ours, it's a case of where we're able to return that water back into Lake Michigan.
Manthe says the new ruling does not mean significant delays for the Oak Creek expansion, which is nearly half completed. And he says it's too early to debate who would foot the bill for additional costs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.